Support for Studio Sessions on KNKX comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glass blowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
We are packed into the studios today with nine members of Seattle's hottest future funk fusion outfit, High Pulp. Most often found with the power of 10 musicians, they combine classic 70s jazz fusion with the modern sounds of hip-hop, electro, and funk. The ultimate goal, get your booty moving. There's also some intense arrangements and blown-out soloing from this dynamic pack today, including Rob Granfelt on drums, Scott Rickson at the bass, Garrick Ouls plays guitar, Antoine Martel and Rob Homan both on keys, Andrew Morrill and Victory Wynn featured on alto and tenor sax, Isaac Poole's blowing trombone, Alex Dugdale's here on trumpet, and we're thrilled to have them live on 88.5 today. Please help me welcome High Pulp.
Thank you.
Pulp, live on 88.5 KNKX. They got a new record out, their debut album Bad Juice coming soon. Great to have them all here today. Solos on that one. Garrigles on the guitar. We heard Andrew Morrill on alto sax, Alex Dugdale trumpet. Fantastic solos around. And Rob Granfelt, the drummer, and as we find from most of the great bands, led by the drummer.
Hey.
Rob, tell us about forming this group. It was originally a core of four.
Yeah. First of all, thanks for having us. Really appreciate it. And thanks to everyone for being here. It's fun to play for people. Yeah, we started as a group of four. Garrig, Antoine, myself, and Scott. We used to play in bands together, sort of in the DIY scene. And I moved back from the Twin Cities where I went to college. And we just started playing in my basement. We just wanted to make something that people could dance to and groove to. Mm-hmm. And it was sort of just a hang. It wasn't even with the intention of making a band necessarily, because we were all doing other stuff. And then it just kept being more and more fun. And then eventually we were like, well, let's make it a legitimate thing. We moved our rehearsal space over to Scott's house and started looking for other players. And then we got Andrew, because Andrew and Antoine went to college together. And then we met Victory. We basically just met all these people through just being around, being out. And we knew what we were looking for. We knew we had a goal to have a big horn section and basically to become a 10-piece eventually. So the hunt was on. And I think probably in March of 2016, we played our first show. We were doing the residency at the Royal Room mm-hmm. on Wednesday night. And at that point, we sort of had it all going on all cylinders, so it just sort of grew out of something really organic, which was nice.
And I should mention the band will be doing a couple of Wednesday nights in July, the 11th and the 18th at the Royal Room, plus the first Wednesday in August. Yeah. So get on down to the late shows at the Royal Room for those. Rob, tell me about writing music from jam sessions. It seems like there's got to be a lot of arranging that goes on with this, too.
Yeah. At first, a lot of the tunes actually started with Garrick's guitar riffs. He was bringing in all these super cool riffs, and we were like, whoa, haven't really heard something like this before. And then, so from that as like a base, we were expanding and composing within that. And I think we all really, really value the compositional aspects. You know, these songs are vehicles for improvisation at times, but not in an, like, they're much more than that. We try to show a lot more love to composition, because I think we all really view ourselves as composers within this music, and then we improvise over the top of it. So it's a really collaborative process, writing-wise. And sometimes somebody will come in with a little bit more of an idea, and sometimes somebody will come in with just, like, we'll be warming up, and Scott will play a bass line, and I'll play a backbeat, and then Andrew will play a lick, and we're like, well, let's see about that, you know? So... We have a couple tunes that have come about from just jamming, and we record all of our practices. Even the dead space. If somebody comes up with something, if they just accidentally play it, we have it recorded, which is nice. So, it's a really collaborative writing process, and we try to chart everything out and get a bird's eye view of the whole tune, and not do anything for too long. You know, just like, here's an idea, here's an idea, here's a statement, and try to create these sentences that sort of flow within that, you know, but that takes some turns.
Now, you've got some jazz-studied members of the band here, but some folks that don't really have that kind of background. Most important to the band is just being able to make it work. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, I think it's an attitude. I think that this band has an attitude that I really dig. We all come from different places. We all have differing backgrounds in music, more formal, less formal jazz, not jazz. And we, I think, just lean into whatever feels natural. And I think that for everybody, that's a different thing. And what that creates is a band that whatever we sound like. I don't even know what it is, but it's unique in a way that I really enjoy, because everybody's just trying to, I think everybody in this band on their instrument is just trying to express themselves. Yeah. And that is the thing that ties us together, as opposed to, and I mean, everybody in this band is very good at their instrument, you know, but we have different vocabularies and vernaculars based on where we come from or what we are interested in. And this thing is sort of just like a melding. It sort of like naturally is fusion. It couldn't really be anything else. You know what I mean?
And after a great song for Fried Chicken, Ezels, we are going to hear what I consider one of the hottest tunes of summer. Let's take it away. High Pulp, live on KNKX.
Thank you.
There's your summer jam for the year, Seattle. Hukai with High Pulp live on 88.5 KNKX. Great tune there. Rob, tell us a little bit about the recordings that came before Bad Juice. Mm. I've been seeing them on YouTube here and there, the Basement Sessions and the Warehouse Sessions.
Yeah, I think we had these tunes and we were we wanted to put something out, but we weren't ready to record a record yet, basically. So we were like, okay, how can we do something that's a little lower stakes, a little, you know, lower cost, all that, and still have some content, you know, to book shows with instead of just emailing people and being like, hey, I promise we can play music, you know. So we did these videos, and it also sort of just ties into sort of the DIY aspect of the band. You know, it's like we have friends. We all have really talented friends that do a bunch of different art, whether it's video editing, audio, whatever it is. So we sort of just got some friends together and picked two locations. One of them was our practice space, which is Scott's basement. That's the Basement Sessions. And we did three tunes there. And then we did another three tunes at Dozer's Warehouse on Beacon Hill, which is an amazing, one of the coolest things I've ever seen in Seattle. It's this huge warehouse. I don't know if you've been, but it's so cool.
I have not, no. Heard the legend.
Yeah, it's amazing. There's like over 100 murals in there done by artists, muralists, graffiti artists, street artists, everything. And the building is slotted to be torn down, and they're going to put apartments in there, I think. I don't know when exactly. It was supposed to already happen, so maybe good things are happening and it's not going down yet. But it was sort of a cool way to commemorate that space, too, for us. You know, we had a show there, and we did the warehouse sessions. Basically, yeah, as a way to create content and that specifically shows the live energy, you know. There's a lot of people in the band, so there's like stuff to watch, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it was basically just in between, you know, mm-hmm. before the record, some way to create some content. We're gonna do some more also. We have some schemes for maybe September or October. I'm not even sure if the whole band knows about those yet, but
I love the idea.
We talked about them.
More band schemes. And the album itself, I've seen video of just a little teaser of recording the album in this beautiful space on Woodby Island.
Yeah.
Tell me about that spot.
Yeah. Shout out to our good friend Abigail. She and her family, they let us go in. Her family had never met any of us. And we were looking for a place. We did our record with Jason Gray, who's a bass player in the Polyrhythmics and a really talented engineer. He has done the True Loves and the D-Lo 3 stuff and all that. And he has a mobile setup, you know? So we had to figure out where we wanted to do it. And we were looking for basically a vacant house. And Abigail was like, well, this cabin exists. And we're like, well, we can go to Whidbey for four mm-hmm. days and record. So we just set up shop. Scott built this huge wall to get some ISO, and it was awesome. And we just did it there, and we came back and did some overdubs. But the main goal was to capture some of the energy of the live set, you know. So we were doing live takes and then overdubbing on top of those. But Jason has a really great sound. It's some natural grit to it, which I think feels like those records from the 70s and 60s that we dig that are done on tape, you know, mm-hmm. even though it was done digitally. It was all run through tape preamps and whatnot afterwards. So
I'm a little late, but I wanted to note the solos. Isaac Poole on trombone in that last song, and Victory Wynn on the tenor saxophone, and on the keyboards from Outer Space, Rob Homan on that tune. And Rob, I guess you're quite involved in the recording process and making sure you're able to capture that live energy of the band.
Right. You know, speaking for myself a little bit here, I've got a lot of this influence that comes from kind of that jam scene background. And, you know, one of the things that's really cool there is there's so much attention put on all the details of the live performance, thinking about the venue, thinking about the sound, and what the set list is going to be. And so with High Pulp, we love that too. We take that on, and so every single one of our shows we treat specially. That keeps it fun for us, and that keeps it fun for everybody to come to see it. Never know what you're going to get.
And that next show is Saturday night at Nectar with Industrial Revelation. Rob, before we go to our last song of the day, this is a band of almost entirely Northwest-grown musicians, and mm-hmm. I wonder if you can point to a Northwest Puget Sound, if you will, if there's something uniquely Northwest about the sound of this band?
What do you guys think? I mean, I think that this band is really like a, like I sort of said, a synthesis of like our influences and our backgrounds, which I guess go hand in hand. I think that you'll hear on the second record, this first record is a summertime record, and I think that it feels good when you're driving or hanging out at the beach or whatever. The second record is a little bit more blue, a little bit more gloomy. We're recording it in August, and the identity of the record is very different. So it might be that might be really the Pacific Northwest sound, you know? It's like it's a little more like sad, and you got a lot of time to sit inside and think. So you're like, oh, I don't know.
The long days versus the short days.
Yeah, exactly. This record's just sort of riding out, you know, and the next one is maybe a little bit more inward looking. So the Puget Sound. I've never even heard of that.
Think about it, man.
I mean, I've heard of the body of water, but I've never heard of that as like a genre. This is the Puget Sound.
And you did hear right, folks. They are already working on their second album with Bad Juice due momentarily. So yeah. Pick up a copy of the new record.
Yeah.
And we're gonna settle into one more song from the band. What do you got to finish off the show today?
We're gonna finish it off with Jason Williams, a tribute to the wonderful basketball player, ex point guard. And if you dig what you're hearing, quick plug, you can pre-order it all on highpulpmusic.com. C-O-M.
Yeah, High Pulp Music. Stay away from the citrus industry, folks.
Yeah.
Let's get back into it. High Pulp live on 88.5 in the KNKX studios.
Thanks so much. We'll be right back.
Yeah.